Hey, this is Jeff Plate, TSO.
Hey, Jeff, how are you? Thanks for calling.
Do I have this right? You've been with TSO from the very beginning, right?
Yes. I began working with Paul O'Neill in 1994, and then TSO was created a couple years after that.
Did you ever think it would become this, what it's become, an institution?
No. I mean, honestly, when it first started, you know, it started with the song Christmas Eve, Sarajevo 1224. And at the time, that song was originally released by a band called Sabotage, which I had joined the band Sabotage in 1994. Paul was the producer and manager of this band, but the first album that I did with the group was called Dead Winter Dead, and Paul had this concept, this story to go along with the record, and this song was part of it. When the song was released, it took off in a completely different direction. I mean, Sabotage was kind of a progressive metal band, hard rock band, and all of a sudden this song just took off and became an instant holiday hit that was, you know, being played everywhere. And Paul, at the time, was already dabbling in some other projects. And this song just kind of opened the door for him to create this project he'd always dreamed of. And we obviously knew that there was something musically going on here that was really unique and people were loving it. But when we started touring in 1999, you know, after a couple of years of beating the street and introducing people to the live show, you know, by the time 2004, 2005 came around, this thing just blew up. It's been a great ride.
I mean, let's face it, as an artist, you want people to appreciate your music, but this goes well beyond that.
Yeah, this goes into, you know, I use the term tradition. We've become tradition,
yeah,
you know, during the holidays, and that's that in itself is pretty, that's amazing. Paul always knew he had something really good. He was just tireless in promoting and working to help TSO succeed, and you know, the man accomplished that.
It is the music, but it's also, there's a message attached to this as well that I think resonates during the holiday season. Am I right?
Sure. I mean, our bread and butter is the holiday-themed music. You know, Paul had a very clever way of weaving these traditional holiday themes in and out of his own original music. But along with that is a story. And Paul's lyrics are great. They're very heartfelt. They speak to everybody. And once people came to see our shows and realized, you know, wow, this is something more than I expected. This is a rock show, but there are so many other elements to it. The music is so dynamic. It's very emotional. But the story itself, I think, once people realized that Paul wrote something that was speaking to everybody, this is how the whole thing really snowballed. People could realize, I can bring my child.
Right.
I can bring my grandparent. I can bring my metalhead teenage kid. And everybody in between is going to love this show.
I can remember the first time I went to a Trans-Siberian Orchestra show. You're not prepared for it. You're just not ready because you don't know what you're really in for because it does overload the senses. It's the heavy riff rock guitars, the lights that come blaring at you. But then there's those softer segues as well.
Yeah, it comes right down to a beautiful ballad or an acoustic song, and then we hit you over the head with, you know, one of the heavier instrumentals, and then you throw the lighting behind all this. I can see, I mean, from my position on the stage, I watch the audience. I see a lot more of the audience than people realize, but to see the look on people's faces, I can tell who's never seen us before because they don't know where to look. They don't know what to make of it. And 20, 30 minutes into the show, they are smiling, they are clapping, they're having the greatest time. And chances are they're going to come see us again next year and bring somebody new to experience it. So it really is pretty cool.
I know you're going to keep it going, but what happens? Honestly, this is one of those shows that can transcend, like Paul's gone and probably several other of the original members, but you're going to be able to keep this going indefinitely.
Paul used to tell us that TSO will outlive us all. He felt that strongly about it, about the message and what it meant to people. And, you know, obviously we didn't expect to be carrying on without him. But he was right. This will carry on after I'm done playing. I'm sure this will carry on for decades in some form or another.
So how in shape do you have to be to do this rigorous tour?
Well, you definitely got to be in shape. I've been here from the beginning, so I know the drill. Most of the people that have been with us now for quite some time, everybody knows what they're getting into when they come out.
Yeah.
And that includes the crew. These guys have it worse than us. you know, for myself, it's like, yeah, you got to eat smart. You got to think smart. you got to get some rest. You know, it's like, we're not kids anymore.
Okay. Drummers, you have it worse though, don't you? I mean, that's, I'm just saying, that's a lot of moving of those arms and pounding on the skins, right?
Yeah. I've got the most physical job up there, but hey, I'll give it to my guitar players and my singers down front. Mm. They cover a lot of ground too, you know?
Yeah.
So the show is really, it's nonstop. There's always motion. There's always action. Even if there is a softer ballad or a slower song or something like that, the production around it just really moves the thing along so well. So, yeah, to your point, my job is not easy. Trust me, by the end of the tour, I'm ready for a break.
Well, that's awesome. Jeff Plate, hey, thank you so much for your time. Can't wait for the show.
Great. Thanks for having me. Talk to you soon.